My name is Eric, and I joined Arville last year. Basically, I'm not a newcomer yet, but I'm working on it. And I really love Arville. I love being here, and I love this African thing because I'm involved in it, you know.
Valentine, I come from Kenya, and I feel my studies, I'm more interested to run and to participate in aerobic activities.
You're going to have, or you're going to arrange the cultural event this Saturday, is that right?
That's right. I'm trying to bring all Africans. A majority of them are students, so like through them we can open up Africa, and through the cultural event this coming Saturday, we hope everything will go on well.
Yeah, we wanna make Africa known in Arville. I mean, to the Arvillians as well, and basically in Africa, Africa's facing lots of hardships, like wars. Yeah, and it's been a problem, you know. So when I stop all this, basically, if you open up this African thing, African Pavilion, Africa House in Arville, I hope that everything will be over, like the problems infesting Africa.
What do you think could be really the impact of this Africa House on Africa as a continent as such, or the spirit of Africa?
Well, basically, the most important thing is bring Africa together, you know, Africa unite here. And then if this thing happens, the Africa Pavilion, if it's going to be constructed here in Arville, then this whole thing, like the problems being faced there down at home, will be stopped. I'm pretty sure about that.
Are you going to contact government officials?
Yeah, we're planning to do that. Basically, in October this year, there's going to be an ABI meeting in Ethiopia, and we hope, we're going to work something out. And through that, we're going to let everybody know about this AVI Arville in India, and we hope to set up Arville project done in Africa.
I'd like to add on that also, not only government officials, you can contact Nobel laureates, like peace people, peacekeepers. They are very noble. There are very many Nobel laureates who are coming from Africa, and trying to bring them here also to make the people aware also of the trees, you know, and how to protect them and everything. You build a structure on keeping the nature in mind, you know, to preserve nature.
And are you going to Ethiopia? Are you going to make it this time?
Well, we're not going to make it. We're thinking, myself, I was thinking of going there and then to attend the meeting, but I don't think I'll be going because we have no chance to do that.
For me, I leave that option open for anything, you know, ready to go to it.